Dr. Peters, when you made your announcement, you said it was time for someone else to step in and lead the university. You also said you wanted to focus more on teaching and writing, but what ultimately pushed you to say to yourself, it's time?
Well, it's always when you approach these sort of things, and when you're at my age and people my age who are, nearing retirement, you think about these things. And a university presidency, there's never really ever a right time, because there's always a new task, a new challenge. But at the same token, university presidencies today are very difficult, and I believe the average tenure for a university president is about 5 years, maybe even a little less than that. And so when you look at that in historical perspective, and you look at the history of NIU, NIU has been really quite lucky, and they have presidents who've served for long tenures, and that in and of itself provides some stability. So when I look at back at the 13 years, that sounds like a long time, but I can remember the day in 2000 when I came on campus. The other thing was that when I was hired by the trustees, and really there's only one trustee left in that that was on that first board, and that was Bob Boy, who's still on. There were certain things that they wanted me to accomplish. One was fundraising. The university had not had a history of real serious fundraising, and because that was something I had done in my previous lives, they wanted me to do that. The other thing was to raise the profile, national profile of what was a great institution, but perhaps not well known outside the region and outside the state of Illinois. And then there was, these were the days when our area was so fortunate to have representing us in Congress, the Speaker of the House, Denny Hastert. And it was a time when there were more federal funds available for projects. And one of the things that trustees wanted me to do was to see if we couldn't get some of our projects funded and jumpstart some of our research programs. And then the other thing was that we were a new independent institution since 1996, and they wanted me to do all I could to make sure that NIU within the state and within the state system of public higher education was able to capitalize on that independence. So those were a set of things that objectives I had. And so there are natural benchmarks, I think, in the tenure of a president. And I had kind of checked off a lot of those issues. We had not, because of 2001, September 11th, we paused our start of our capital campaign, True North, for a couple of years. So that took a little longer than we thought, but we finally completed that a few years ago, raising $162 million. So that was a big check mark for me. I believe that because of the work of our faculty and others, our national profile had increased. So that was a kind of natural breaks. You know, our tragedy in February 14th, 2008 came, and that was not a time for me to leave. I really needed, both personally and I sense a responsibility for the institution, I felt I needed to see that through. And this February, coming up February 13th, will be the fifth anniversary of that, and I feel that as horrific as that event was, we, as best we could, as an institution and a community, would move forward. So when I looked at all of those expectations and responsibilities, I had check marks on them. We'd accomplished them to some degree. And then finally, we did two things that I think are very important for the future. Well, first was our academic Great Journeys program, which tried to focus on those things that NIU could do strategically to move forward as a great academic institution. And then the other one was Vision 2020, which was a benchmarking initiative to make us sustainable and vibrant for the year 2000. And so, while it's never there's always a reason to stay, I felt that it was the time. Things were in place. I had done what people had asked me to do, and it was time for me to move on. And really, it was the right time for the university, given all of that and everything that was accomplished in very difficult times, to find some new leadership, some fresh perspective. And so that is what made me come to the conclusion, as well as the personal considerations. I have grandchildren who I think I'd like to get to know, and I've got some personal goals that I'd still like to achieve. So ultimately, it was a bittersweet decision, but it was not a hard decision.
So then what are your general feelings about the university and its direction moving forward as you prepare to step down?
Well, I think I ended my State of the University address by proclaiming that we were good. We are in good shape, and I really believe that. Well, if you watch the video and you see everything that's been accomplished by the people of NIU, given the very difficult environment that public higher education operates in this in the U.S. and in particularly in Illinois, we are in very, very good shape. We have a very good infrastructure now that we're improving. We are still attracting some of the best faculty in the country. We're starting to attract some of the top high school students, and so everything is in place. We have our board of trustees that are very supportive. I think we are well respected in state government by all the leaders. And so this is now an institution, I believe, that has a much higher national profile than it did 13 years ago, not because of anything I particularly did, but because we were able to let the excellence of our faculty and our program show. I have to admit, too, and everyone knows how committed I am to student-athletes, that the excellence and the of our football program on the national scene has brought attention to us. And in bringing attention to us, it brings attention to our academic programs. So I sincerely believe that we are going to attract, as our next leader at NIU, our next president, some of the people of the highest caliber throughout the country with great credentials. I look forward to helping all I can to see that happen.
When you look at the campus community today, what stands out to you the most in terms of how much it has changed since you took over?
Oh, that's a very difficult question because it's not one thing. It's many things. Obviously, the physical nature of the campus has changed tremendously, and I might add, without a lot of support from the state, and I understand that the state is in difficult financial times, but largely through the impact that our donors and our capital campaign have had. And if I were going to point to one thing that is truly different, it's that we have now attracted to the university a set of donors and re-engaged alumni and friends at the level where we are now on our annual giving, receiving about $14 million a year, and we've raised about $187 million in the millennium. 30 professorships or endowed chairs, four new buildings, scholarships for several thousand students. So that is one thing I could point to that's very, very different. Two things, really: the physical nature of the campus, and the fact we've attracted so many donors and alumni to engage in the university. It's not just money, too. They're actually engaged in the program. So I think in that sense, it's a different institution.
You touched on this briefly. February 14th, 2008 was a very dark day in yes. NIU history.
For all of us in the community as well.
When you reflect upon the shooting tragedy, what gives you the highest level of comfort in terms of how the community dealt with the situation?
Well, I'm asked that question a lot, and there's often not a day that goes by that I don't think about that or I don't deal with some aspect of that. And looking back on it now, I wouldn't wish that on any university or any community. But if it had to happen, and it does happen, unfortunately, with increasing regularity in this country, it's become almost too commonplace. The way that the university and the community responded to it and handled it is really quite remarkable. You know, as I, this week, as I notified individuals across the state and the country, you know, all of our leading public officials, our major donors, and then on the national scene, all the individuals that I'm associated with in the NCAA and in the various professional associations, as well as so many of my good colleagues who are presidents of universities. And I indicate that it was my time and I was stepping down. To a person, they mentioned the way NIU handled the tragedy. And, you know, for us, it's a bit painful, but I take it for what it is. It's a recognition on the part of everyone throughout the nation that NIU handled this well. So it is with me all the time. I'm not sure I shared this story widely with people, but it was about a week after the that tragedy. NIU was featured on ABC News with as the person of the week, but the person of the week was NIU, and I was there with three or four students who were in Cole Hall, and Chief Grady was on the program as well. Afterwards, I was walking with Charlie Gibson, who is retired now, but a venerable newscaster for ABC and a Princeton graduate, a very thoughtful man. And this was 1 week later, and of course I'm still in shock of the whole thing. And dealing with the aftermath on a minute-by-minute basis. And we were walking around campus on that cold February day, on that Friday morning, they were shooting B-roll for in ABC, and we were talking about various things. He was interesting. He was giving me his analysis of what Barack Obama's chances were to be president, as it was getting in the midst of a campaign. And I said, "What do you think? Are we branded? Is NIU branded?" I said, "I hope not." And he says, "Oh, you're branded for years to come. When people mention NIU, they'll think of the tragedy." And then he said, "And you will be remembered as an institution on how you handle it." And then he said, "And so far, you've handled it very well." Of course, that was 1 week into it. That has stuck with me. And so out of tragedy has come resilience and caring. And nationally, we have a reputation for an institution that has handled it the right way.
As you prepare to step down, higher education faces many challenges, including affordability for students and funding cuts for public institutions, and you did mention that. How can schools like NIU sustain their core services while at the same time do their best to keep tuition affordable for students?
Well, you've mentioned something now that I have passion about, and as I lay down my burden next June, I am going to become a fierce advocate on this issue, because let me tell you, the reason for the increased cost of higher education, all things being equal, is directly related to the fact that the state and the federal government, but let's talk about Illinois, has disinvested in higher education. And I think that is the most short-sighted policy that any state in the union or in the federal government can pursue. And so the only choice that institutions have is to raise tuition. And you can never raise tuition dollar for dollar to replace a dollar of state funding. And so when people talk about controlling costs, I have one simple solution, and that is that the state should begin to invest more. And as the state invests more, tuition will be stabilized and even reduced. And I'm pretty passionate about that. We have in the state of Illinois, and let me speak for all the public institutions now, we have had our budget slashed. I said in the speech, and this is true of every university, in the years that I've been, we've had our state budget slashed 6 times out of 13 years, and it's been flat a few more. I think it was really only the first 2 years where there was any increase, to the point where our state appropriation now in real dollars equals to that which we had in 1995. Now, arguably, this is a great state that has a great economic engine, and the economy will come back. It's coming back too slowly, but it will come back. But one of the key drivers to the economic prosperity of this state has been the investment in public higher education. The great agricultural research that was done at the U of I, the regional kind of research that we do, has made a huge difference. And so I am going to be a voice. Anybody who will listen to me at the federal and at the state level for renewing this investment in higher education when the economy comes back. But up until that point, we've all had to tighten our belt, and we've done that. And move forward. In that regard, locally, one of the things I'm really most proud of is we have found a way, even in these tough economic times, not to have any layoffs because of financial reasons. And, you know, the reason for that was, as I understood very early on, the important impact that the university has in our local community in terms of direct employment and then also the secondary impact, the sale of goods and services, and the impact on the economy. So I'm very, very proud of that.
In addition to advocating for more government investment in higher education, what will be your biggest priorities in your final months as NIU president?
Oh, that's a very good question. I am now, as we move forward, going to focus like a laser beam. Well, there's always the day-to-day management of the university. But I have pledged the Board of Trustees that I will do all I can to make sure that we attract the best president that we can. And so in that regard, I'll be giving, as asked, aid to the board. I will be doing all I can to talk to the people I know across the country to try to find out who are the best candidates and try to encourage them to get into our pool. I will be preparing the way for the new president with, transition documents and briefing. So that's the best thing that I can do. And then the other thing I'm going to be doing going forward is to maintain contact with all of the donors that we have brought into the institution and to assure them that their investments have been wisely made and that they will be there will be good stewardship of those gifts.
You talked about this earlier. You've led this institution for more than a decade, and like you said, that's longer than what's considered the average tenure for a university president. What has kept you going all these years?
Oh, that is, that's interesting. I think that goes back to, first of all, it goes back to my upbringing, which is very similar to a lot of folks around here. I've been working since I've been 6 years old. When my dad needed somebody to drive the tractor to pull a tilling implement, I didn't expect at 6 years old to start working, but I've been working ever since. And there was also a sense that you had responsibilities, and if you were given a job, you did it. I learned that on the on the farm. And then my mother, I always remember what she said, and that is always try to do the right thing. And then the other thing my dad said was, don't look behind. Don't look in the rearview mirror. There's a new task to do and something new to accomplish. And so I'm a pretty pragmatic person, and I don't look in the rearview mirror. But listen, every day the life of a university president is filled with both exhilarating, exciting things and ideas to pursue, but also your share of headaches. But what really keeps me going is the students. Whenever I get have been down, I get with the students and they pick me up. You know, they have changed over the years, as students do, and the new crop is very interesting. This new crop of freshmen we have are very exciting. I see a difference in them from some previous years. So that keeps me going. And then, of course, the university with the brilliant faculty, we produce more ideas, good ideas, in a day than you can possibly ever pursue. And I have been quite pleased to do what I could to help them realize those ideas. So, you know, there's a lot that keeps you going.
And finally, when you do enter the next chapter of your academic career, what do you think you will miss the most when it comes to this job?
Well, that goes back to the last answer. I'll miss the people, because every place I've ever been, it's been about the people. And Barbara and I have just, from the first moment, felt comfortable with the people at Northern Illinois. We love the diversity. It fit us as first-generation kids from Cleveland, Ohio. It just fit us. And I will miss the people, and I will miss the students. And I'm going to try to find ways, to stay involved with them. And I enjoy mentoring young people. I'm going to try to do a little bit of that. But that's what I'll miss most, the people.
Dr. Peters, thank you very much.
Well, thank you.